Professor here at the Ag Health and Safety Day here in Gothenburg. We're joined by Brady Harrison with AgriAbility. Thanks for joining us, Brady.
You got it. Happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about what AgriAbility is.
So AgriAbility's mission mainly serves with helping out farmers and ranchers with disabilities, with different injuries they have, even as far as, you know, just mental health concerns too, and helping them assist getting back to the jobs that they were doing beforehand if they had an injury. This could look as something as simple as, you know, hip replacement all the way to, you know, a total quadriplegic person who wants to get back to the daily occupations, tasks, farm and ranch jobs that they did before they were injured. So that's kind of AgriAbility's goal, is to fit people into those situations.
Are we seeing that as maybe a little bit more of a trend, where some of these guys who could not have done farming, who had to give it up, right, now are having this ability to do this?
Correct. And I think one of the biggest pieces for that individually is just the advocacy for this population to be able to seek these sort of services. So I think we're kind of reaching a point, you know, newer generations, these newer farmers are kind of more able to get these outpatient services or find these groups that are able to help them. I think just that overall attitude of seeking these services in general. So that's where I think we're seeing the most growth, is just the overall recognition of being able to accept these services and go down those roads.
Talk a little bit about a kind of the genesis of AgriAbility. Is this a UNMC thing, or we'll talk about that a little
bit? So these are kind of independent. So you have UNMC CSCASH, which is the Center States Center for Ag and Safety Health. So they are an independent with AgriAbility as well, but they run in the same circle, so to speak. So I'm paired with CSCASH as part of my capstone project. They provide, you know, these expos that we're here now. Ellen Dyson presented this morning. She's one of my directors. So they pair that, and then the AgriAbility part of it is I've attended their workshops. They host, for example, and I'm an occupational therapy student, they host OT and PT clinics where they've, you know, they give you the know-how for people who maybe aren't as familiar working with farmers and ranchers, give the backgrounds, how to work with these populations, how to serve these populations, and how to put them in the right spot. So that's kind of the roles of CSCASH as well as AgriAbility.
Okay. You talked, one of the things you mentioned too was some mental health stuff. And I'm always interested when I talk to folks that are working to help producers, because mental health was not something that we talked about. You really couldn't, right?
Right. So that's the thing, is I think those are the big bugaboo words, especially in a population in a small town, is mental health. Nobody wants to talk about that, but that could be you know, just general financial concerns, looking at relationship strains. You know, most of the farms anymore are multi-generational. So on that whole of just that hierarchy of, you know, these guys that are fresh out of high school, dad's, you know, still working for 20 years, but eventually you're taking that over. So looking at the mental health and making sure that these are common problems that people in this population face, even if they aren't the ones who want to come forward about it, but still putting that piece out there that they know there are resources available for anything that they may be feeling or want to get some help with.
So let's talk a little bit. I saw at your desk some of the interesting things that you have. Talk about a few of those things. Highlight a couple of them.
So some of the contraptions that I have, one of the best examples that I give is my grandpa got his fingers cut off in a wire grinder, so he's unable to do some of the jobs that he did in the past. They look as simple as things as a one-handed hammer. You know, it's got a magnet on one end, you're able to drive it in the first time and finish that job that way. We've got universal cuffs that you can strap around your wrist, and those essentially act as your fingers and generate that power more through your forearm and your elbow rather than in your hands. So it could even work with someone with just a little grip strength. We look at some of the things as far as these two little magnetic balls that you put when you're trying to back up a trailer for someone who, you know, doesn't have a backup camera or is driving a 72 Lariat, something like that. They're able to look in the rearview mirror, and when those balls connect, they know their hitch is right over top. So it's just really low-tech to really high-tech stuff that I'm able to display for this population to show that there are solutions for a variety of issues.
Solutions. I mean, that's really the thing you have on your flyer. It's about hope. And I think supporting farmers and ranchers impacted by health conditions or disabilities. I love the fact that people have an opportunity now to continue to do what they love. And have you Have you been able to work with some folks, and has it changed their outlook on things?
For sure. So I've worked at different hospitals throughout Central Nebraska as well as Eastern Nebraska, and I can't tell me how many times we've had, the typical farmer in there and get hurts in that bed and says, well, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do the rest of my life. So it's really cool. That first, process is, the basics of getting to make sure that they can at least walk and do the other functions that you need to do to carry out your daily life. But then to introduce them to these programs like this that show, hey, we have the knowledge, we have the know-how, we have the resources to put you back in that cab and do the same thing you were doing beforehand. And you'd be surprised how fast their faces light up that they can get back to what they were doing, because that before they thought they were going to be stuck in a bed for the rest of their life.
Right. But they thought their life had completely changed, and it had, but now there's a way to keep going forward.
Correct. So that's the barrier we got across, is it may look a little different, but it's still the same you, the same cab, and it's still that John Deere that you like to go in. So
awesome. Brady Harrison with AgriAbility here in Nebraska. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you more, all right?
Gotcha. Thanks, Scott.